the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I am Richie Farrell.
The Hour News.
In the headlines, Justice Dr. Irvin Andre has added his voice on the wrongful detention and 7 hours interrogation of seven wealthy, well-meaning American tourists
Q95.
By the Dominica Police Force.
Right on, Q.
Organizers say there is no cause for alarm over UNEX 24 in St. Lucia, as over 200 military and police officials participate in the Regional Security System Unity Exercise 2024 from April 3rd to the 13th.
As it happens.
And pressure is mounting on Israel after seven people working for food and aid charity World Central Kitchen were killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza.
Right on.
As ambulances carried aid workers' bodies to Gaza-Egypt border. The news is brought to you compliments Court Dominica Limited. More details coming up.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.
Switch to a Ready Cash loan today. Bring your loan to us and get 25% off your interest rate. Get flexible payment terms, fast approval, and hassle-free service, so you can do all the important things you need with ease. All you need is your ID, proof of address, payslip, job letter, and two references. Visit us in-store or apply online at www.shopcourts.com. Courts Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Conditions apply.
Welcome back. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre added his voice on the wrongful detention and 7 hours interrogation of seven wealthy, well-meaning American tourists by the Dominica Police Force on March 24, 2024, after they had already been granted entry into Dominica via the Canefield Airport. Dr. Andre contends that the rule of law was not followed by police in this circumstance, and the wealthy Americans who came to Dominica legally were ill-treated, as some may be saying, allegedly due to their decision to seek accommodation at Exotica Cottages in Girondelle, which is owned by Atherton Mate, a former DLP government minister, environmentalist, and political advocate. The United States nationals arrived on the island on March 22, 2024, on three small private planes and were detained and forced to assist police in their investigations into some undisclosed matter, which may turn out to be a possible case of political paranoia. Q95 News has confirmed that among the seven tourists which were questioned, there was a medical practitioner, an engineer, a North Carolina appellate court justice, and a pilot. The purpose of the Americans' visit to Dominica was reportedly for the establishment of a new tourist product which would significantly benefit all Dominicans who are stakeholders in the tourism industry, regardless of their political affiliation. As aviators are constantly looking for new destinations to have their wealthy clients visit, invest, and spend their money, this brilliant venture was brainstormed and planned by aviator Brian Lloyd, former Minister of Agriculture and owner of Exotica Cottages, Atherton Mate, and well-respected CEO of DASPA, Benoit Badouil. Reports confirm the U.S. Embassy in Barbados was swiftly notified of the situation, and the issue has been brought to the attention of the Office of the Vice President of the United States, Ms. Kamala Harris.
Not only in America, certainly in Canada, there is something called the rule of law. And there is a legal rule which governs the actions of police officers that you don't detain someone without having a reasonable suspicion, which is more than just a hunch, that they've done something wrong. So for you to take upon yourself to detain seven persons who've just come to visit your island without a shred of evidence that they've done anything wrong, it is confirmation which we do not need, that in many respects, we are living in a police state, which is dictated by the whims and fancies of a political directorate, which does not recognize any type of legal precepts or principles in detaining people and holding them and questioning them about what? The type of clothes that they wear, the nature of the plane that they came to Dominica, why they did not come on a pipui, why they are staying by Arthimathe's home, who are they meeting in Dominica? This is ridiculous.
Justice Dr. Irvin Andre, President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, has drawn attention to a significant observation. He noted that between 2016 and 2023, a total of 40,273 citizenships were sold by Dominica to individuals who were issued CARICOM passports. Linton underscored that despite the numerous irregularities and shortcomings identified within Dominica's Citizenship by Investment program, not a single CARICOM leader has come forward to address these deficiencies within the program. This revelation raises concerns about transparency and accountability within the CBI initiative and prompts questions about regional oversight and collaboration among CARICOM nations.
Here's an observation. You see these 40,273 citizenships that we sold for the 7-year period 2016 to 2023? 40,273. These are persons who have received CARICOM passports issued by Dominica. CARICOM passports issued by Dominica. Now, you have CARICOM passports issued by St. Lucia. You have CARICOM passports issued by the individual members of CARICOM. And similarly, in Dominica, we're issuing CARICOM passports. So all the irregularities that have happened with the program through the years and the fact that it caused so much concern to the British that they put visa restrictions on us, the native-born Dominicans, the people who, you know, have citizenship outside of the Citizenship by Investment program and don't come from some other country on the other side of the world. You hear no member of CARICOM, no leader of any CARICOM member expressing any concern about irregularities or deficiencies with the program in Dominica.
Linton highlighted the European Union's recommendation to the government stating that all funds from the CBI program should be allocated to the country's development. This suggestion adds to concerns regarding the apparent disinterest of CARICOM leaders in addressing issues related to Dominica's CBI program.
The European Union is the agency telling Dominica that all of the money from the sale of Dominican passports must come into Dominica, not CARICOM. CARICOM is not interested. And you wonder, why is it that they're not interested? All of this big interest that Mia Motley seems to have with reintegration and all the leadership she's trying to provide for it, is Mia Motley totally unaware of what is happening with the Citizenship by Investment program in Dominica that issues a CARICOM passport from Dominica? Is Ralph Gonzalez ignorant of what is going on? I mean, I mentioned these two because neither Barbados nor St. Vincent the Grenadines have an economic citizenship program. Antigua has one, St. Kitts has one, St. Lucia has one, Grenada has one, Dominica has one. St. Vincent doesn't have one, Barbados doesn't have one, Trinidad doesn't have one, Jamaica doesn't have one, Guyana doesn't have one. But for all of the countries that have, they are bringing in through sale of citizenship.
And that was Lennox Linton, the president of the United Workers' Party. Deondra Smith, press secretary in the Prime Minister's office, announces that the government of Dominica will grant the late Van Holst John Charles an official funeral to acknowledge his exceptional role in advancing Dominica's agricultural development. Mr. John Charles served as a senator in the inaugural Parliament of Dominica from November 3, 1978 to June 21, 1979. She spoke on state-owned radio.
The government of Dominica will accord the late Van Holst John Charles an official funeral in recognition of his outstanding contribution to national development, especially in the field of agriculture. He was a senator in the first parliament of Dominica from November 3, 1978 to June 21, 1979. Mr. John Charles of St. Joseph passed away on Thursday, February 29, 2024. He was an agriculturist who began his career as a full-time citrus and banana farmer, and he was chairman of the Dominica Banana Marketing Corporation, DBMC, and president of the Windward Islands Banana Growers Association, WINBAN. During his tenure, there were significant gains in the banana industry, and he is credited for increasing benefits to Windward Islands farmers and expanding export volume from Dominican growers. Mr. John Charles also served the state as a chairman of the Police Service Commission, and he was a commissioner of the Integrity Commission and was the recipient of Dominica's second highest national honor, the Cicero Award of Honor, in 2008. He was known to be active in national politics and community activism, and was quite an influential and a well-respected member of the St. Joseph constituency. The government of Dominica takes this opportunity to extend heartfelt condolences to the family of Mr. John Charles on his passing.
Press Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister, Dion Duran Smith. This is Q95 News. The four Dominican athletes who represented Dominica at the 51st edition of the Carifta Games in Grenada made the finals for each event and are getting high praise from their sponsors for their performance during the games. The games took place between 30th March and 1st April 2024 at the Kirani James Athletic Stadium in St. George's, Grenada. President of the Dominica Amateur Athletics Association, Mr. Brendan Williams, highlighted the efforts of the four athletes. They are Karel Etienne, Addison James, Jamichael Titt, and Nian Davis, who made the top eight of teams out of the 26 countries represented at the games.
I'm extremely proud of the team's performances. Though we did not get a whole bootload of medals, but we did were able to secure one medal through Addison James with a personal best of 65.50. But also our athletes made the top eight within the Caribbean, one of the most prestigious events within the Caribbean for junior athletes. We had Jamichael Titt making his debut, coming out fifth in both his events, both the shot put and discus.
President of the Dominica Amateur Athletics Association, Mr. Brendan Williams. Workers on the 10-megawatt geothermal plant site and the Dominica cable car site are revealing the stable working conditions at these sites and the economic impact upon neighboring communities. The Dominica cable car project is being constructed throughout the Roseau Valley and will transport paying visitors to the Boiling Lake. The geothermal plant is being constructed in the Loda area. A worker at the cable car site, Leon Pierre, says since obtaining employment on that project, his skills have been improved in the area of construction.
It brought income for us, you know, and we're getting to learn different things, different skills while working alongside the tradesmen, because I'm a laborer working alongside many tradesmen. Some doing carpentry, some doing steel work, learning how to build roads, the formation of roads and formation of walls, down to the T, the specifics, the details.
You're tuned in with Q95 News. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations stresses the significance of enhancing food production and distribution systems to combat hunger. This involves addressing diseases wherever they arise, be it in humans, animals, plants, or in the environment. With the ongoing global health crisis of coronavirus disease 2019, or COVID-19, FAO is actively involved in assessing and responding to its potential impacts on people's lives, their livelihoods, global food trade, markets, food supply chains, and of course, livestock. FAO emphasizes the need for countries to anticipate and mitigate possible disruptions caused by the pandemic to food security and livelihoods, and cautions against panic-driven reactions, which could worsen disruptions and jeopardize the food and nutrition security of the most vulnerable populations. Collaborating closely with organizations such as the WHO, WFP, and IFAD, and the OIE, FAO is leveraging extensive networks to facilitate further research, support ongoing investigations, and share critical knowledge. FAO's comprehensive COVID-19 response and recovery program is aiming to proactively address the socio-economic impacts of the pandemic, aligning with the UN's Build Back Better approach and striving to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. This initiative seeks to elevate or alleviate the immediate effects of the pandemic while reinforcing the long-term resilience of food systems and livelihoods. In more news, the Seismic Research Center at the University of the West Indies St. Augustine campus reports significant fluctuations in the water levels of the island's boiling lake in recent days, that island, of course, being Dominica, a phenomenon observed intermittently since 1876. According to a statement posted on its Facebook page, SRC notes that in December 2023 and subsequent months, guides and forestry officials reported alterations in the lake's levels, with the latest change occurring in March. On March 29th, the lake experienced a notable decrease in water levels with little to no water observed. However, SRC clarifies that these changes are not necessarily linked to increased volcanic activity, cautioning about potential releases of harmful gases like carbon dioxide and small steam explosions during such episodes. The recent lull in geothermal activity at the lake could indicate underlying vent blockages, raising concerns as clearance of these blockages may occur unexpectedly. Over 200 military and police officials will participate in the Regional Security System RSS Unity Exercise 2024, also known as UNEX 2024, in St. Lucia from April 3rd to the 13th. However, organizers have said there is no cause for concern. A promo on the Royal St. Lucia Police Force Facebook page declared there should be no cause for alarm on seeing live ammunition and the heavy presence of forces during this annual exercise. According to the promo, all activities will occur in a safe environment to strengthen the region's defense against modern threats. And pressure is mounting on Israel after seven people working for food aid charity World Central Kitchen were killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza. Israel's prime minister said, open quote, "This happens in war," end quote, and that a thorough inquiry was being conducted to prevent a recurrence. The head of the Israeli military says the strike was a grave mistake that occurred due to misidentification in very complex circumstances. That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre has added his voice on the wrongful detention and interrogation of seven wealthy American tourists by the Dominica Police Force. Organizers say there is no cause for alarm over UNEX 2024 in St. Lucia.
Right on.
As over 200 military and police officials participate in the Regional Security System Unity Exercise from April 3rd to the 13th. And pressure is mounting on Israel after seven people working for food aid charity World Central Kitchen were killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza.
Regional and
as ambulances carried aid workers' bodies to Gaza-Egypt border. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Richie Ferrell.
Of the Hour News, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95D.